Because he's a gentleman. He's not going to make you do anything. He's not going to make you do anything. He is a gentleman. We must have the mind of Christ so we can have that relationship with him. It depends on that relationship that we have with him. This is how we make it to the next level, to step into our new season. And a new season brings change. And if we haven't desired any change, we're not ready for that next season. We're not ready for that next season. If we hadn't desired any change in our life, any change in our heart, we're not ready for that next season. But we have to purposely make ourselves available and open for that next season. You can't go into your next season and you hadn't learned everything in that season. You're not ready. You're not ready. You have to purpose in yourself not to keep coming to church and want the same thing. When you leave home and you come into church, well, it's going to be, we're going to do this and we're going to do the same thing. No, 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 no. Father God, I'm looking for an answer today. I'm looking for a change. I'm looking for, and even at some time, nobody else might not see what you're seeing. Nobody else might not see what you're seeing. I'm telling you, I have been in service. And no, I know nobody else sees it because for a long time, I couldn't really believe I saw it myself. And I've seen the clouds. I've seen the glory clouds over the service. I've seen the glory clouds. I've heard the horns. I have heard horns. I can hear horns. I can hear horns. And I'm like, okay, I know nobody hears this but me. I know nobody hears it but me. But I've been where I allow the anointing to take me there. I trust the anointing. I trust it. I'm not afraid of it. I trust it. I trust what God is doing. I trust what, because I know there's more. There is more. There is more. There is more. I know this is not it. I know there is more. I know it. I feel it. I smell it. There's more. There's more. This is not it. This is not it. The way we live and move every day, Christian, this is not it. There is more. There is more. I know it. I know that I know that I know there is more. And I thank God, because if I hadn't had the teaching I have had since I've been here, because I talk to people every day in the anointing they know nothing about. Speaking in tongues, they know nothing about. They still, they're in church. They say they filled, but they don't speak in tongues. And I know there's more. I've seen it. I've read about it. And I trust God. And I just know there's more. And I work with people every day that you wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff. Oh, I just love him to death. Baby, love him to life. They just speak stuff that we have learned that we don't speak like this anymore. When you know better, you do better. So I thank God for the teaching. I thank God for the teaching. I thank him. I thank him. So we need to stop coming in church every Sunday, every day, expecting the same thing. We need to expect to the level that God is trying to take us, the level and the things that he's trying to show us. Because if we don't, we won't see the spiritual things. Now, they'll be happening in front of us, but we won't see them. We won't understand them. We won't see the miracles happen the way he said they're going to happen, because they happen in the Old Testament. They'll happen in the New Testament, but we're not in line where they were in line in the Old Testament, because we got too much going on. We got too much going on up here. We just got too much. But until we get a relationship in the Spirit, we won't be able to operate in the Spirit. Oh.